everybody, on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. It's Type Night at the Maryland Institute College of Art tonight. And coming up, we'll have a discussion about typefaces with two designers who create them. But first, Center Stage has opened its new season with a play about a composer who never played to type. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart lived for fewer than 36 years, but his music continues to be among the most frequently performed and revered. Amadeus tells his story. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick tells us what she thinks about it in this review.
In Peter Schaffer's 1979 play, Amadeus, the Emperor of Austria repeatedly exclaims with joy, "Fetes and fireworks!" Center Stage's production gets the celebratory fetes just right, but the fireworks are a bit muted. The air of celebration begins as soon as you enter the front door. In an almost environmental approach, set designer Timothy R. Maccabee, a Baltimore native, has created an 18th-century room smack dab in the middle of the lobby, complete with bewigged, costumed actors. Meanwhile, at the back of the lobby, cast members and musicians perform period music, and screens at the front display tongue-in-cheek 21st-century social media posts by the play's rivals, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and Antonio Salieri. The lobby pre-show is a festive way to usher us into the world of the play, although the tone of Schaffer's script is fairly dark. The action takes place on the last night of Salieri's life. Rumors buzz that he murdered Mozart 3 decades earlier. Salieri greets us as ghosts of the future and promises one final composition, The Death of Mozart, or Did I Do It? Salieri starts out a feeble old man sharing bitter reminiscences. Baltimore actor Bruce Randolph Nelson captures the character's decrepitude and artfully transitions to the younger Salieri in flashbacks. In his initial interaction with Mozart, Salieri plays a little march that he's composed in the prodigy's honor.
Mozart is here, he's waiting below.
Majesty,
je suis follement impatient.
Emperor Joseph II of Austria. Son of Maria Theresa, brother of Marie Antoinette, adorer of music, provided that it made no demands upon the royal ear. Majesty, I have a little march that I've prepared for Mozart. May I play?
By all means, court composer. What a delightful idea. Have you met him yet?
Not yet, Majesty.
Fetes and fireworks, what fun!
Later in the scene, Mozart, exuberantly portrayed by Stanton Nash, sits down at the keyboard and improves the march. Nash's Mozart whoops with glee at his own skill. Nelson's expression of disdain increases with each embellishment. Schaffer's fictionalized characters are a study in opposites. Salieri strived for a virtuous life, dedicated to honoring God with his music. From early childhood, Mozart was forced by his father to display his gifts in public, and he remained childish as an adult. When we first see Mozart, thanks to eavesdropping Salieri, he's playing a lewd, scatological game of cat and mouse with his soon-to-be wife. Unlike the politically savvy courtiers, Mozart has no filter, a shortcoming Stanton Nash conveys with relish.
Pum, 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 tonic and dominant, tonic and dominant, from here to resurrection. Not one interesting modulation all night. Salieri is a musical idiot.
As Mozart's fortunes decline, Nash shows the great composer unraveling. But as Salieri's fortunes increase, along with his deviousness and disillusionment with God, Nelson's manner seems largely unchanged. David Burdick's detailed costumes, however, enhance the storytelling. Salieri's wardrobe gets more ornate, as Mozart's gets more drab. Salieri may be the only contemporary who recognizes Mozart's genius, and his own mediocrity by comparison. But Nelson's envious Salieri is more matter-of-fact than haunted, guilty, or enraged. Director Kwame Kwarma carries the environmental feel of the lobby into the theater. He positions the ensemble in the aisles and the balcony, as well as on both levels of the two-tiered set. Are we the whispering Viennese gossips or Salieri's confessors? In this interpretation, we are both. Center Stage's Amadeus distinguishes itself with stylistic staging. But while the trappings feel fresh, the play does not. Still, in today's celebrity-obsessed culture, one aspect of Amadeus may be timelier than ever. Salieri asked God for fame, not talent. and fame can only take you so far. Want proof? Even this play about Salieri is called Amadeus.
Amadeus is at Baltimore's Center Stage until October 12th. And on Thursday night, I'll join dramaturg Gavin Witt and director Kwame Kwe Arma for a post-performance discussion. As always, we'll have more information on our website. Come to wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick will return next Monday morning with a review of the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company's new production in their brand new theater. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.